This is the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
Good evening, Bloomington. Jim Inman on your Friday night, January 16th, 2015. And if you haven't gotten used to doing that on your checks or whatever you write, well, 2015 is officially here. Hard to believe we're at the middle of the month already. I mean, it seems like the holidays were just a few days back, and after last year's polar vortex and the crazy winter weather that we experienced and the Arctic temperatures, and what do we have, 84 feet of snow in about 3 days or something? Not quite like that, but you get my drift. Anyway, just a little bit different winter than we had originally expected this year. Glad you're tuning in with us on a Friday night. Excuse me, I'm flying solo here for the first little bit. Mr. Pillar will be in just a little while, along with our guest this week, Mr. Doug Hughes from Comprehensive Financial Consultants. So we'll have the boys on here probably about 20 after or so tonight. But if you're catching us Friday night, big game out at the Mustang Corral as the Edgewood Mustangs welcome Bloomington High School South tonight. Joe Smith and the crew will have Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock, and then the tip-off for that game will be at 7:30 tonight. Now, of course, as always, WGCLradio.com. We're streaming over there 24/7. Check that out. All the local shows are there as well. Your Money with David Hayes, The Bloomington Review, House to Home. Everything's over there on WGCLradio.com. But also, as I mentioned, with the crazy weather that we've had and not having the snow that we anticipated this season, then we've been fairly good on having school closings, school delays, things like that. But, of course, if you are up Monday through Friday in the morning, check out Glass in the morning, and he will have any school delays and cancellations that you need to be aware of for the little kids out there. And we've got a link to that on the WGCL website as well. Also coming up in important news, hard to believe that with the weather, we're talking about baseball, but we announced it last week here on the show. The Reds Caravan is coming to Bloomington on the 24th to College Mall. We'll have more on that in sports in just a little bit. But mark the calendar for that. A great group of people coming in for the Reds Caravan, Saturday, July 24th, in the late morning, early afternoon out at College Mall. Hopefully you had a good week. It seems like this was the week of hecticness in my life, and I can't really explain why, other than long work days. I think it's the getting reacclimated to five-day work weeks, whether before we had New Year's and Christmas and different things like that. So it's been a little bit crazy over the last few days, but hopefully things will start settling down in the not-too-distant future. Haven't had to use the snow shovel. That's a good sign. And life has been pretty good, and hopefully it has for you as well. As I mentioned, later on the show, we're going to have Doug Hughes from Comprehensive Financial Consultants. Been a while since we had him on, and Doug is a self-proclaimed expert about the Indianapolis Pacers. He is a regular attendee, along with his wife, Terry, and son, Daniel. So we'll get a little perspective on the Pacers. Plus, Doug is a financial consultant, along with David Hayes, who has Your Money here on WGCL. Thursday nights live, 6 o'clock, and Saturday mornings at 9, right after the Bloomington Review. So we'll talk to Doug a little bit about some of the things that people are doing at the first of the year, financial tips. We'll discuss my idea, and I don't know if Mr. Pillar and his wife Kelly are doing this, but the put the dollar of the week into the bucket. So week one, you throw in a dollar. Week three, you throw in $3. Week 10, you throw in $10. Just kind of get his perspective on that. So we'll talk to Doug about that in a little bit as well. Also want to mention, of course, that WGCL is the home for your NFL coverage, and this weekend is big. Sunday, we've got the NFC Championship and the AFC Championship games right here on AM 1370 or 96.1 FM. 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, it's the NFC Championship game. Green Bay Packers at Seattle. 6:30 Sunday evening, I guess is what that would be, is the AFC Championship game, and that's what everybody in the Hoosier State is focused on right now. At least I think so, everybody that I've talked to. Indianapolis Colts headed to New England. Tom Brady, big game there. So we are in the final rounds before we head to the Super Bowl out in Arizona in the first weekend of February. So again, 3 o'clock Sunday is the NFC Championship game, Green Bay at Seattle. 6:30 p.m. approximately, depending on the NFC Championship game, is the AFC Championship, Indianapolis at New England. We'll have all of that, and of course, check WGCLradio.com for any updates there. WGCL is proud to be Bloomington's radio home of the conference championships this Sunday. Lots of things going on in the community. Thursday night, there was a big announcement as The man from Bloomington announced his candidacy for mayor. We'll tell you about that in news in just a few minutes. But a lot of things else going on around Bloomington and Monroe County. So we are going to take a break. When we come back, give you a little bit of taste of what's been up over the last week or so here in Bloomington. Of course, facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview. Check us out over there. And, of course, like us and follow what's going on. WGCLradio.com. Click on the local shows link and you can catch up with any of the past shows there for the Bloomington Review. And of course, if you're on Twitter, follow the station at WGCLradio.com and WGCLradio on Facebook as well. We're going to take a break. Stay with us because the forecast is looking awesome for the weekend and lots more to talk about. Doug Hughes, David Pillar will be in just a little bit. Stay with us. It's Jim Inman here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman flying solo for a little bit here on your Friday night. Glad you are tuning in before the big Edgewood-Bloomington-South game here in just a little bit. Or if you're catching us Saturday morning, Your Money with David Hayes. David will have Marty James. Marty James is up in Mooresville, and when I worked for David, worked with Marty on an occasion, he's talking about tax planning and tips. Good guy, heck of a good guy. So if you're catching us Saturday morning, enjoy the show, or if you're catching us Friday night, make sure that you tune back in Saturday morning for the review, the Bloomington Review at 8, and then Your Money with David Hayes at 9 o'clock. In the forecast for the weekend, it's mostly clear, low around 26 degrees tonight. Saturday, sunny with a high near 48. Saturday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. On Sunday, a slight chance of snow, about 20% if I read correctly, before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy during Sunday with a high near 39. Of course, all your weather, all the time, right here, WGCLradio.com. Lots of big news over the last week or so revolving around the mayoral race of Bloomington. And on Thursday, Daryl Neer, friend of the station, went to the Buskirk Chumley and understood that Mark Cruzan was there as well and announced his candidacy effective on Thursday afternoon. My friend Maria Douglas, we actually played kickball with the potential mayor of Bloomington last summer. So, known Daryl for many years, and he made his announcement on Thursday night at the Buskirk Chumley, standing room only from what I understand. In the meantime, though, we still have Mayor Cruzan in office, and Deputy Mayor John Weichard has left his position, and Adam Wason has been named the deputy mayor to replace Mr. Weichard. He announced on Friday, late last week, we didn't catch this one, Mayor Cruzan did, that Wason will be the new city's new deputy mayor after John Weichard leaves his post. So Weichard is still involved, but will be retiring from city government over the next couple of weeks. Cruzan said Wason had been a top choice when he was looking to replace former Deputy Mayor Maria Heslin, who left that position in August of 2013. Wason became the city spokesperson in August of 2012, and prior to that, he was the city's assistant economic development officer for small business and sustainable development, as well as spokesman for city utilities, and he's a graduate of the IU School of Public and Environmental Affairs, a.k.a. SPIA. There's some great things that happened in Bloomington and Monroe County. You know that. One of those things happened earlier this week. The Community Foundation awarded nearly $320,000 in grants to 12 organizations. Just literally a few dollars shy of $320,000. The Community Foundation, in partnership with the Smithville Charitable Foundation, awarded the grants ranging in size from $10,000 to $40,000+. On Monday this week, during a reception at Fountain Square Ballroom, Tina Peterson, who's the president and CEO of the Community Foundation, was a presenter of these honors. Grants went to the Area 10 Agency of Aging, Bloomington Economic Development Corporation, the Bloomington Hospital Foundation, Catholic Charities of Bloomington, the Community Kitchen of Monroe County, Girls Inc., Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce Foundation, which is, this grant is for the Graduation Coach Initiative, Ivy Tech Community College, Lotus Education and Arts Foundation Incorporated, the New Hope Family Shelter, South Central Community Action Program, and the Sycamore Land Trust. On the political side of things, the Monroe County Council is going to have new leadership this year. According to the Herald Times this week, Cheryl Munson and Shelley Yoder are going to serve as president and president pro temp, respectively, after Jeff McKim and Rick Dietz spent 2 years in those positions. Council also welcomed a new face, Mr. Ryan Cobine, who attended his first council meeting on Tuesday this week. The council members took care of their annual business of appointing various council members to boards and commissions, with council member Marty Hawk as the lone no vote for the appointments for one reason: Plan Commission. Marty is a regular guest Wednesday mornings just after 8 o'clock on Glass in the Morning, and Marty said in the article in the Herald Times that residents in her district were upset about the changes in planning and zoning that had been proposed in the past year or so. Though she noted Councilmember Lee Jones, one of the authors of the controversial zoning and subdivision ordinance, put in long, hard hours on the commission plan, she could not vote in favor of Jones' reappointment for her district. So, the board appointments and liaisons for 2015 include Ryan Cobine, who's on the Environmental Quality and Sustainable Commission. Rick Dietz is part of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Bloomington Commission, and others. Marty Hawk, she's an auditor liaison. Lee Jones, who's a Personnel Administrative Committee. Jeff McKim, Cheryl Munson, and Shelley Yoder on that. Again, if you miss any of that news about the County Council, tune in Wednesday mornings to WGCL, to Glass in the Morning. And Marty Hawk is on with Glass, as well as Margaret Fetty, for that. Also this week on the political scene, Republican Governor Mike Pence heralded the health of Indiana's economy in his State of the State speech on Tuesday, while saying future progress depends on getting more students into high-quality schools. The Associated Press article says that a speech being watched for signs that Pence might consider entry into the 2016 presidential race. First-time governor promoted his proposals for boosting Indiana's charter schools and the state's private school voucher program by directing tens of millions of additional dollars toward them. He also unveiled a push to add a balanced budget amendment to the state constitution, noting that Indiana is one of a handful of states without such a requirement in its constitution. Pence's dig at Washington was one of many points sure to resonate with conservative voters. He said adding the requirement to the Constitution would ensure that, quote, unlike Washington, D.C., we won't bury our children and grandchildren under mountains of debt. Pence noted that states have emerged as, quote, a source of inspiration on fiscal policy, economic growth, education, and health care reform, while confidence in Washington is at an all-time low. Pence told the joint session of the Republican-dominated House and Senate that the state's fiscal discipline had led to economic growth, lower taxes, and job creation. Pence has fueled speculation of his presidential campaign with several trips around the country and overseas in the past year, and has also taken steps to oppose federal government policies, winning the praise of Tea Party supporters. Let's see what else, because I know there was one more in here. Oh, unfortunate story of a man who has been somewhat of a face of Bloomington for many years. Longtime Bloomington pathologist and civic leader Dr. Tony Pizzo passed away on Wednesday this week at the age of 93. Some of you older folks obviously will recognize his name as a physician and all of his efforts in Bloomington and Monroe County. Those of you who have only been around for the last 2 years, you may have heard, few years I should say, you might recognize his name from back in early 2000s when he was part of the Bloomington City Council and pushed and brought one of the first smoke-free laws in Indiana, which now applies to restaurants, bars, and other places of employment and service in Bloomington and Monroe County. For more than half a century, Pizzo worked in what is now the IU Health Bloomington Hospital Pathology Lab that he actually started and ran by himself in 1951, the year that he moved to Bloomington with his wife, Patty. You may also recognize his name for his son, Angelo Pizzo, who wrote some pretty good movies like Hoosiers and Rudy. So our sympathies go out to the Pizzo family, tremendous man and tremendous impact on Bloomington and the community. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Doug Hughes is around the corner, and I believe I have seen or heard Mr. Piller as well. So we'll welcome them into the studio and talk a little bit about money, a little bit about finance, a little bit about the Pacers, all kinds of good stuff. So it's going to be a fun remainder of the show. Stay with us. We would appreciate it. We'll be back here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back, everyone. Jim Inman here in the studio on your Friday night, and my good friend and former colleague and All around good guy, Mr. Doug Hughes, is in the studio. How you doing, stranger?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jim?
I'm good. You may have to eat that microphone because it's not quite as snazzy as the ones that David Hayes gets to use on Thursday night. So just an FYI. But everything going well?
It's going great. Going great. How are you?
I'm good. I am good.
Enjoy a little bit warmer weather as we come to the end of the week.
I am hoping to actually get out and wash the Jeep this weekend.
Really?
But I'm also very disappointed that I have not been able to have any snow to play in and take the dogs out and enjoy. You are all about cruises, I know. I mean,
yes,
not like you're doing
yes.
it every week, but you're more hot weather.
Tempted to do that every
Tempted,
week.
Tempted, yes.
Yeah.
Have you been on one lately?
I have.
How long ago? Last month?
It was the end of November I went on a cruise right after Thanksgiving. It was great.
So you are more of a warm weather type person. You're not a cold weather fan at all.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, wanted Doug to come in because it's been a while, and
it has been a while. I've been wondering about that, but okay.
I know. I'm trying to extend the love here. So, and of course, you are an expert in all things Indianapolis Pacers.
I'm a big Indianapolis Pacers fan. I go to the games, and go to a lot of their meetings and meet and greets and all of those things.
How did that all come about, by the way?
Well, of course, I've been a Pacer fan or aware of the Pacers all of my life, really.
Right.
And my father used to actually go see the Pacers when they were in the ABA back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And so when they came into the NBA, of course, so we followed them for all these years.
Sure.
I used to go to the games at Market Square Arena. And, of mm-hmm. course, now, I think 15 years ago, we got Bankers Life, which is just an outstanding arena for basketball. But,
mm-hmm.
Daniel, my son, who is turning 11, he got started
watching.
You,
that's not right. Daniel's going to be 11.
I know. It's hard to
next
believe.
Next month, isn't it?
Yeah, next
Gosh.
Month.
Gosh. Wow.
He got started up watching NBA, and I've always enjoyed watching it. But he got started up watching it, and it's I tend to have one of those personalities when I get into something, I really get into it. And
uh-huh.
so we watch the NBA all the time, know a lot about it. And not many people are like that. Most people are like college
right.
ball or other sports. So,
right.
But me, Jim, I'm always just one step a little bit different than the rest of the crowd. And
that's
so,
okay.
Everyone enjoys it, but they probably don't enjoy it to the degree I do. But yes, a lot of Pacer games, love the Pacers. Great.
Okay.
It's really a great organization here in the state of Indiana. I think there's a lot there that people don't realize that the Indiana Pacers do as an organization, not
mm-hmm.
just have a professional basketball team.
And the Pacers are playing tonight. I think it's Detroit. Is that right?
That's right. They're playing the Detroit Pistons. And it'll be interesting. They had two sad losses this week. One was to the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia, and the 76ers have the worst record in the NBA. And then they came back two nights later to Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and they got beat by the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have about the fourth or fifth worst record in the NBA at the home court. So a lot of challenges there, a lot of disappointment about the last week.
And Pacers are not on the plus side of the win-loss area right now. But
they're on the loss side right now.
We'll talk a little bit more about it in sports later on in the show. But I just wanted to get your touch and feel of the Pacers at the moment.
I've got thoughts.
On
yes,
all of that.
For sure.
So first of the year, things getting a little – what's first of the year like for as in a financial consultant?
Well, it's interesting. The first of the year issues often have to do with the end of the year issues. And what I mean by that is taxes. You know,
mm-hmm.
people are now beginning to think about the taxes that are due April 15th. They're thinking about when am I going to get my tax statements, and they're trying to gather that information together. So, we find a lot of the end-of-the-year stuff at the beginning of the year. But the beginning of the year, you always try to meet with clients and talk to people and kind of set a stage for what you think, could be happening in the year. We're resetting all the major announcements or resetting all the events. We're now getting into a season where people are beginning to, as we all know, declare or not declare they're going to run for president. So there's
right.
just a lot of things building up here that happen in the beginning of a year. This year in particular, because the presidential campaign is going to start up, believe it or not, Jim, before too long.
Didn't we just vote for a president?
We did.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
All right. So as people are coming in for the first of the year.
Yeah.
Are we already seeing the requests for tax forms and all of that?
Absolutely. And you remember those from your days with us. And it's the same thing every year. It's 1099s, 5498s, you know, rollover documents, all that.
And if you're catching the replay of the show Saturday morning, immediately after, as we mentioned a little bit ago, David Hayes has Marty James from up in Mooresville talking about tax planning and some strategies there. So if you're hearing this over your second cup of coffee Saturday morning and thinking, I don't even want to think about taxes, but yet I need to, just stay tuned to WGCL. We'll have all of your coverage there for sure.
Yes.
What about any big retirement things going on in terms of companies offering payouts locally and stuff?
Well, that's a different subject. I thought you were
okay,
going
I'll
another way.
Up.
No, nothing really big right now. I wouldn't be surprised to see a few of the institutions take another swing at the people who are 60 to 65 years old and maybe offer them some money to go ahead and retire and take their benefits and collect them and go on. But no major announcements at this point.
Okay.
What I was going to say is that there is a lot of there's a lot of wind behind the sails of really getting the American people as a general public to start saving more money for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
More and more retirement plans are offering automatic increases out of your paycheck to go into the 401k. A lot of awareness is now being made for retirement readiness. And a lot of the conversation is just shifting away from the market's up or the market's down, the market's up, the market's down, to what does retirement readiness look like? And so a lot of statements now have, like, from work, they'll have, like, the potential Social Security income, the potential pension, the potential from your current retirement savings. How much more do you need to save? So I think you're going to see in 2015 and going further a lot more conversation about retirement readiness. Not just are the markets up or down, but how am I really doing and what can I do to make adjustments?
We're talking with Doug Hughes from Comprehensive Financial Consultants. He's been a financial consultant, 17 years?
16 years.
Okay. No, it was close.
Yeah.
Couple things that, number one has been the falling gas prices.
Yeah.
And I know this all ties into the world and the economy and everything like that, but then you see the surge in Bloomington and think, why is Bloomington? But that's not your issue and you have no control over gas prices in Bloomington.
Okay.
But the thing I heard earlier this week, I think on Fox News on WGCL, was that the U.S. is now the largest producer of fuel, oil,
natural gas. Yep.
So what are you seeing with this and how that's going to impact 2015?
Yeah, so I think that obviously we've had a big drawdown in the price of oil, the barrel of oil, and the energy sector has been hit very hard as far as the valuations of the companies. And so those stocks and those bonds are you know, trading at a big discount. There's a lot of different things going on here. A lot of it is geopolitical. Is there some retaliation against Russia out of the Crimea situation to try to slow them down or to hinder them financially? Is Saudi Arabia trying to, you know, wash out smaller companies that perhaps have too much leverage on their books, or they need oil to be $60 a barrel
right,
for them to be profitable? And so all of these things, you know, oil production is kind of a competition, right? We've got this much we're going to produce. They've got that much they're going to produce. And where do we all fit into this whole thing? And so it's as much geopolitical as it is anything else. In the U.S., we tend to have this, you know, if it's going to make money, it has to be my idea in politics between the two parties. And so we've heard the president talk about the Keystone Pipeline. We've heard the president talk about fracking. You know, we have all these different things going on here that also gets into politics. So I guess my point is this: oil, energy, all of these things are very much in the hands of politicians and political will,
mm-hmm.
not just the prices. Now, the consumer is enjoying low prices at the pump. It, you know, doesn't take hardly, you know, any time to put $20 in your gas at $4 a gallon, but at two, it's, you know, twice as long.
My goodness, the fuel points that you get at certain supermarkets, and then you go hit their gas pumps a little bit later, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
That's very kind of nice.
Exactly. And so people are enjoying that, and that that should, you know, last for a little while here. I don't think that that's going to just turn around anytime soon. I'm not saying it's going to stay this low.
Right.
But it's, yeah.
You're all good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Doug Hughes, and hopefully Mr. Piller will be able to join us in the studio as well. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back, everyone, to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman along with our guest tonight, Doug Hughes, and making his appearance. Glad to have you, Mr. Pillar.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I am good. The question is, how are you?
Just wonderful. Doug, you know, Jim's the only one that gets headphones on this, in this group right here. And it's been this way for going on 2 years, and I've always wondered if I'm ever going to get my headphones are sitting over here on the table. They're not connected to anything, but Jim's are.
If you would like
music.
To run Mission Control, as kind of cheesy as Mission Control is.
I just co-pilot, that's all.
They're not the cool print. I need to tell you guys what I bought this week. I don't know if Doug will appreciate what I bought, but I'll tell you in a little bit because you'll laugh. But the headphones, it reminded me of Star Wars Princess Leia, the cinnamon buns and all of that. So anyway, so Mr. Pillar, you okay?
I'm doing great, Jim.
Okay,
great.
Good.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you aboard. We were talking in the last segment with Mr. Hughes about the Pacers, and then we went into the finance and all that other stuff, and you said you have a story that we should gather around and listen to with the campfire kind of thing.
Yeah, well, this isn't about Pacers. Let's go back to finance for just a minute. This story debuted in the USA Today December 22nd, 1994. So this story is how old, Jim?
94. I was a graduate of high school that year, so 20-ish years ago.
20-ish years ago. You will enjoy this story. It all started when an unidentified Steubenville man deposited pennies he'd collected for 65 years. It took 4 days and 40 garbage cans to transport the 8 million pennies, $80,000 worth. People are fascinated by a man who managed to save $80,000 by collecting pennies. But imagine if this man had invested his pennies in the stock market over those years. If he had invested $102 each month, which is the $80,000, into the Dow Jones Industrial Average starting in December 31st, 1948, and ending December 31st, 2013, for a total of $79,662, that investment would be worth $9 million.
You've got to be kidding me.
$60,000.
Wow.
No article would have appeared in the USA Today if the man had simply invested his savings over time. Although past performance is never a guarantee of future results, we would rather have $80,000 worth of pennies or millions of dollars.
I don't.
Can you imagine the tellers seeing this guy?
They would run.
Walking in with 40 garbage cans.
And the beauty about this is, guys, is that I grew up 6 miles from Steubenville, Ohio.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if that's where this is, but I don't know how many more Steubenvilles there probably are. It's probably not many. All right. That's exciting.
Yeah.
How about that, Jim?
Isn't that a great story? 20 years
Jim,
ago.
Jim, start cleaning the change off the floor of the Jeep.
Well,
Take that and get it invested.
So when I was a kid growing up.
I think there's a house payment in Jim's Jeep.
Yeah.
Well, it's a soft top, so if you can find it, unzip. Don't cut into the windows.
Okay.
No, when I was a kid, my dad had two coffee cans in the top of his closet on a shelf that he would put his spare change in for me and my sister. And then every few months, he'd take it to the bank, drop it off, deposit, and all of that. So for Christmas, my sister got me an identical can like my dad used to, and I have that hidden in my house. And I'm doing a dollar a week investment, so to speak, or savings plan. So week one is a dollar, week three is $3, week 10 is $10, with the ultimate goal of having almost $1,400 by the end of the year.
Oh.
But if you're telling me that I should go and invest this in the stock market today or tomorrow, and if at the end of the year I can have $9 million, I will
Not at the end of the year. This took 65 years, spreading out 80.
I don't have time for that, Doug.
Okay. Well, it's a neat story, though. It's a neat story.
It's a great story, and maybe, Doug, it might go back to people being intimidated by investing, and they think they have to have a giant amount of money to do that.
And
you're here to tell them that, no, that's not the case.
Absolutely. Just get something started.
But make sure that the money can be used for an investment and not need to be withdrawn 3 days later because of a car repair or emergency.
Right.
You've got to start, and you got to stay focused with
it. That's right. The emergency fund or the cash reserve, I always say to people, it's the missing piece of most every portfolio. It doesn't matter how long someone has worked somewhere or how well they've done. If you don't have that emergency reserve, you're going to have to go through that when things go wrong, because things do go wrong.
Don't remind me. Keep it on a positive note.
How positive would it be if you had the reserve in case something went wrong?
If it were $9 million in reserve, I'd be happy. So here's what I was going to say a little bit ago about what I bought, and I don't know if this is an investment
just yet. The Princess Leia earphones?
Well, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
I bought my first comic book in 30-plus years. there is a new Star Wars comic book series that came out. And I saw it and thought, this looks good. It's on the original, so to speak. Mr. Pillar doesn't know what I'm talking about because he has unfortunately not seen the Star Wars movies.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's
the same look that I got from Rob when we talked about this on the morning show a couple weeks ago.
You've not seen
the Star Wars? I've not seen the Star Wars movies.
Not any of them.
He's one of two of my friends who have not seen Star Wars.
Really? Yeah, How did that happen?
I mean, only child, older relatives, all girls.
Just kind of went, I mean,
Steubenville, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm a little too, not a little too young, but I'm on the late side of the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
So anyway, I bought my first Star Wars comic book in 30 plus years, and comic books are not that cheap anymore, but there were actually several of this new series that had different covers that had different prices as well. So if you really wanted a collector's item, you could spend the $70, $80 for that comic book. And they had
$70 to $80 for a comic book.
And that's kind of in the average range for some of them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But
I didn't realize that.
I'm kind of excited. I bought my first comic book, and it was actually really good.
Really?
So that's
all. They have advertisements in the front and the back?
No, it's not like the old school stuff where you had to, you could fill out and get the hovercraft or the sea monkeys or anything. It's all the modern art, if you will, of the comic books. But
did you ever get the sea monkeys, Jim?
I always had sea monkeys.
The brine shrimp is really, I think, what they were.
Yes. Yeah. Try to keep them in
salt water, and they just grow
put the packet in, and then I was never patient enough. I'd, you know, pour the packet in, then the eggs, and then do it right now. And they never danced around like they claimed that they would. So anyway, Mr. Pillar, you've come in on a very exciting Friday night, haven't
big,
you?
Jim. It's big, I'm not going to lie.
Sorry about this.
Oh,
I feel
goodness.
Like I'm the brakes of this show or something.
No,
like that.
You're fine. You're absolutely fine. Anything else on the financial world to talk about? The whole economy growing and, you know, the glass ceiling, and we keep topping it and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that markets have been very favorable, and they've been favorable since 2009. And so I think it's fairly unrealistic to think they just go up straight up forever, but things have been on a pretty steady path.
So we don't expect another bubble burst kind of thing.
I think that this is just a guess, right? It's just a guess, but I think that this year is going to be more volatile with the stock market. Yeah, I just think there's going to be more volatility, meaning that I just think there's going to be more swings. We've already seen it in January. It's been very, very volatile. We had the Dow Jones moved a total of 425 points in one day. I think it was Tuesday of this week. It just was way down and went way up and then it kind of flat. So we're seeing that again, which we haven't seen for a while.
I also read something in the last week or so about Apple and Google taking some hits, and they're almost, I think Google's the one that's almost to the point of a correction. It's lost like 9% over the last few weeks or so, and you know, those were the hot things to have. And
And oil, some of the oil and energy, you know, they're down 60%. So that's pretty strong. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things being hit right now.
How about, before we have to take our break real quick, how about all those folks who bought Facebook on day one? How are they doing?
Well,
any thoughts?
If they stuck with it, they're okay.
About the same?
Yeah. Probably, but they're okay.
Okay.
Guess, yeah.
But at least
it's
they
done
have,
well now.
But they might have more likes on their profile than they did when they
there
bought
you
it.
Go.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk Pacers as well as NFL, because we've got two big games here on WGCL Sunday afternoon and evening. So we'll talk about that and more with Doug Hughes and Dave Pillar. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. All right, plenty to talk about on the sports scene tonight. Of course, as we mentioned early on in the show, if you're catching us Friday night, it is the big game, Bloomington High School South out at the Mustang Corral tonight. Joe Smith and the crew, Chalk Talk, 7 o'clock, and the tip at 7:30 this evening in Ellettsville. And then next week, Mr. Pillar, is the Owen Valley Edgewood game at Edgewood as well.
Yeah, so we got a couple big games coming up with Edgewood being focused. I'm proud of you, Jim. We had a tip instead of a kickoff or a first pitch. So you're
I'm
doing
trying.
A great job, and that's great. But, yeah, tonight, Edgewood hosting. And so Coach Mahern and Coach Holmes will be on Chalk Talk with Joe here coming up after our show. But, Jim, lots of other stuff going on. Hoosiers, good week, good game. Won a game they should win. They should beat Penn State at home. Of course, our Hoosiers, as always, made it interesting, as they always do, turning a 12-point lead into a game where a kid hit a shot about a second after the horn went off, and it could have counted. Had it been a second or two sooner, and we would have had overtime. But anyway, Hunter Mosquera-Perez out with the knee injury. We knew that would be a problem, and it will be a problem as the Hoosiers go up with bigger opponents in the Big Ten. Robert Johnson, 20 points Troy Williams, 15. Stan Robinson, 12. And then Bedford's Ryan Burton came off the bench, grabbed a couple offensive rebounds, and gave the Hoosiers a little kick, and got him a win. And now we go to Champaign Sunday, 1 o'clock tip, to take on the Illini. So that'll be our game for the weekend. Yogi Ferrell also making news, Jim, named to the Wooden Award midseason top 25 watch list. So Yogi joined some other big-timers from the Big Ten, including Frank Kaminsky from Wisconsin, Melo Trimble from Maryland, and D'Angelo Russell, who we just saw with the Buckeyes in town. Jerry Grant from Notre Dame is also on that list. And, Doug, you're talking about dunks earlier. Did you see Jerry and Grant's dunk? If you've not seen that one, that's the one, Jim, that you've got to get on YouTube and see.
I haven't seen this one.
He defies gravity. He is so high in the air. It's one of those plays where if you were watching it live, you wouldn't believe it happened.
Exactly. It's just an absolutely amazing dunk.
As far as college dunks go, that was incredible.
Okay.
Incredible.
We'll find it. We'll put it up on the Facebook
page.
It
is not a waste of your time. Also, Jim, it's Final Four weekend. We're not talking college basketball now. We're talking NFL. And
yes.
So WGCL, as always, is Bloomington's home for NFL football. 2 o'clock pregame this weekend, Sunday, 2 o'clock, will be the pregame for the Packers at the Seahawks. That's your NFC championship game with a 6 o'clock kickoff. Your AFC championship game, Colts at the Patriots. Westwood One will have Westwood One's coverage of both games. So no Bob Lamy this week. Westwood One on both games, pregame, 2 o'clock, NFC first, AFC. Who you guys got?
You know it's going to be a rough game. I'm hoping for all the luck in the world, pun intended. I want to see the Colts win.
Doug?
You know, I know that nobody's giving the Colts a chance. And so I hope they take that motivation in there with them.
Yeah.
And
I think the weather's supposed to be decent. I think the Colts have a really good chance. We'll see. But I don't think the Colts I think they have got a real chance this weekend. So
yeah,
I'll be.
I do too. I think there's a great possibility game here. Yeah.
Colts had a little bit of bad press with the linebacker, McNary, and some of his things that have taken place. But
I hate that, man. You just don't need that.
No,
you don't
not
need
right now.
That. I
not
mean,
for
first
the
of
team.
All, obviously, you know, the charge aside, our stance on that should go without saying that if he's only accused at this point, but if that's the problem, then obviously that's the bigger picture. But as far as the sport end of this all goes, those distractions and weeks like this are just never good for anybody. So the justice system will work through the process for him, but let's hope the Colts come out and have a good effort this weekend. I think on the other one, I'll be surprised if the Seahawks don't run away with it. Aaron Rodgers is one-legged. You're playing in Seattle.
Right.
That defense is just amazing. Yeah, the Seahawks are just
It's almost unfair
defense.
What they've put together up there. But anyway, Peyton Manning also in the news, Jim. Winner of the 2015 Bart Starr Award, given annually to a player who exemplified leadership and character on and off the field. Peyton and his wife Ashley have helped at-risk youth in Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, and Tennessee through the Payback Foundation since 1999. Obviously, Peyton's involved in St. Vincent's Children's Hospital in Indianapolis, Red Cross, Pat Summit Foundation, and the Peyton Manning Scholarship Program at Tennessee. So congrats to Peyton. He will always be our Colt, even though he's gone now. Especially, it helps when we beat him. So
yeah,
that makes it better.
That's just true.
And then, Jim, Reds Caravan.
Yes.
And I know this is the WGCL is the home of Cincinnati Reds baseball. The Caravan will be here next weekend. But I'm telling you, get out there Saturday, 10:30 to 1:30 on Saturday, January 24th. So if you're listening to us Saturday morning, not today. Stay where you are. Listen to Your Money with David Hayes after this, and then figure out your rest
he's
of your
so
afternoon.
Good.
But next Saturday, when you're done with David's show, get over to the College Mall, because not only are you going to get to see Jim Kelch and Jeff Bradley, who are the two of the broadcasters, but Billy Hamilton, a Doug runner-up for the National League Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
He's going to be at the College Mall next Saturday. So I think that's one worth grabbing a baseball over there at Dick's or somewhere and getting that autograph.
Yeah.
It'd be all right.
Speaking of alumni, Alan Henderson was at the big grand opening of the Kroger East store.
Jim, I was
so
at the grand opening of the Kroger East store, too. I'll tell you about that.
We will definitely need to talk about that.
Yeah.
I didn't make it, but I heard it was something big.
It was chaos. I went there accidentally just getting donuts because it was a two-hour delay day at school. Just trying to get donuts, minding my own business. Next thing you know, I'm getting all these things, and I got a free bag of groceries out of it, though, so it wasn't too bad.
Good.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Alan Henderson sat in front of me through the playoffs last year with the Pacers, and so I got to see him on several occasions there. What a nice guy.
Is he?
Nice
well, good.
Guy.
One of the most underrated Hoosiers as far as his statistics and, and a nice, what, 8 or 9 year NBA career that, again, just really, he and Calvert really were so much in common because they both had long, successful runs in the NBA. And Doug, we see so many guys burn out and flame out now after 3-4 years. Both those guys, again, 8-10 year careers
and careers
made a lot of money, scored a lot of points, and represented IU very, very well in the pros.
And speaking of NBA real quick, you're not up there for the Detroit game tonight. Are you going up to see Charlotte on Saturday?
Yes. Actually, Charlotte is at Charlotte.
Oh, I forgot. Charlotte? I got a flip-flop.
Okay. And what's interesting about the Charlotte game for all of our IU fans, of course, is that Cody Zeller and Noah Vonleh play on the Charlotte Hornets. And so we've been watching those guys come along. Noah Vonleh is getting some playing time right now, and he had an injury, but now he's getting some playing time. And Cody Zeller's kind of, you know, coming into his own. You know, there's a big difference between playing college ball and the likes that you're going up against in the NBA.
Right.
And he's really showing some strides. It's pretty impressive.
And then how about Victor Oladipo?
My goodness. I hope every IU fan listening to this show will take the time to go to YouTube and watch Victor Oladipo's 360 dunk against the Houston Rockets earlier this week. It was really fantastic.
We will put it up on Facebook.com.
That
slash
is
the
now
Bloomington Review.
Two dunks you need to YouTube.
You know what? My dunks are usually the donuts that you're buying, and that's what
the attaboy.
We're
going to
take a break because we only got a couple minutes left.
You knocked it out.
Stay with us to wrap up the show here on the Bloomington Review. Just a couple minutes left in the show here on the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman, David Piller, and our very special guest, Doug Hughes, in the studio, who stuck around for the full 40-ish minutes. Mr. Hughes, much appreciated.
This is great. It's like working. It's like doing the three-man weave back in basketball practice, Jim.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
What's the forecast for the weekend?
I like the weather, too, buddy. That's what I was going to tell you, is that Friday night, if you're with us, mostly clear, low around 26. But Saturday, sunny, high near 48, Jim, in January. Guys, we'll take
it. Watch the car weather.
Yes, and taking your lights down. Saturday night, a slight chance of rain, showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with low around 34, and then Sunday, a slight chance of some light snow showers before 1, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. But as always, stay tuned to WGCL Radio for all your weather, all the time.
Did you guys, Doug, did you do any New Year's resolutions?
Actually, no.
Okay. Thanks. No, that was great. Thanks for
helping
fill the time.
I kind of had done some things prior that I would kind of set my course on different things, but no major resolutions.
I thought Mr. Piller and his wife had talked about hitting X number of restaurants.
Yeah, we're going to try to hit 100 different Monroe County restaurants this year, and we're going to try to no repeats except for a couple, which I can't advertise publicly, but we've got a couple favorites that we'll certainly hit more than once. But
are you documenting these visits?
We are going to document these. We're going to try to find some sort of blog that no one will read, except maybe the people that I put it on Facebook to.
Right.
But maybe you'll read it, Jim.
I absolutely would.
But yeah, we're going to try to hit a couple different. There's so many great restaurants in this town that are looking forward to that. But you know what? Neither one of us are going to be venturing to 4th Street because that's just not in our palate. So.
But let me ask you this, because this is kind of like the, if you visited all 50 states, if you go in like through the drive-thru, is that counting for you, or do you have to sit and eat?
We're trying to do no chains. That's kind of our only thing.
Okay.
As far as like national type chain type things. Beyond that, we're going to do breakfast, lunch, dinner, doesn't really matter, whatever time. We'll just try to expose her to more of what Bloomington has to offer, and I'd like to go to some places I've never been.
Okay.
It's been years since I've been to the Porthole, Jim. Been there
in 15 years,
I bet.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty strong.
Where have you not – if you were to take somebody that's new to Bloomington, Doug, to lunch, dinner, and I know no cost involved, where would you take somebody?
For lunch or dinner?
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Let's put it that way.
Am I allowed to mention names?
I'm giving you the allowance to mention names, yes.
Okay. Breakfast, Uptown.
Yeah.
Lunch, Malibu.
Okay.
Dinner, Yonko's.
Yeah.
Authentic
now,
Bloomington, all three.
There are some things that I haven't, you know, places I haven't been, but those would be for breakfast, lunch, dinner. That would be my my choice.
Jim, you know I love Wee Willie's. That's my breakfast choice.
Well, yeah, you can't.
They were closed over Christmas break, and I was having a little bit of withdrawal.
Notebook paper on the door, as always.
Absolutely.
I love it.
You got to love Wee Willie's on the south side.
Yes.
The business is so great, it doesn't even need a sign.
That's right.
We're going to head out, folks. Again, Friday night, stay tuned for Joe Smith as we've got the Edgewood Bloomington South game out on the west side of town. If you're catching us Saturday morning, we have David Hayes and Marty James on Talking Tax Planning. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the nice weather. Bye-bye.